This is... Hey, it's NaNoWriMo. It's November.
Yay.
Yay, NaNoWriMo.
You're out of excuses. You better already be writing.
30 days long.
We like to pop in once in a while during the month of November and give you guys some extra encouragement and a little extra boost as you're working on your novels, hopefully.
Yeah, so we know, like, all of us have done this kind of madness of, I'm going to try to write this thing really fast. I have written pretty much all of my novels on the NaNoWriMo mode. Not actually during NaNoWriMo. So first of all, know that you can do this. And also, I have failed at NaNo, so know that if you fail and don't finish, you haven't actually failed because you have more words than when you started.
Yeah, exactly. You totally won't. You can do this, but if you do, you're good.
I want to give you maximum 70. Failure is not an option. It is mandatory. The option is whether or not to let failure be the last thing you do.
Yeah. There's I just read a Thomas Edison quote where he said, I
haven't failed yet. I've just found 10,000 ways that don't work.
Right. Mm. That, and I was like, that is the motto for writing and editing.
Yes. And depending on when you are listening to this during the month of NaNoWriMo, you might be dealing with very different obstacles. But whatever they are, take a minute, take a nice drink of water or something, and then just dive back into it.
Yeah.
That's the worst, best solution, not the water, every time. You can dive into the water if you want.
But come back out. Don't stay in the water.
If you write your entire NaNoWriMo novel underwater, let us know.
Yeah. I'm going to offer one piece of practical advice that will work no matter where you are in the process, which is to remember why you are writing this, that you are writing this because it is fun. And just write towards the fun.
Conversely, you might be writing it because it's good for you. Once in a while, writing isn't fun for me, but having written is always worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what you don't want to become is one of those people who always thinks about how fun it would be to have written, rather than someone who actually works toward being someone who has written something.
NaNoWriMo is a good exercise for what would it be like to have a career where I must write at least 1,600 words every day, and then you do that for a month.
Yeah, writing Oathbringer, the Stormlight Archive book, which is out this month.
Ooh.
It was, the first draft was 520,000 words, and I wrote around 50,000 words a month for 11 months. So, so that's a...
So, you think you're better than me, Brent.
What have you been doing lately, Dan?
Oh, yes,
Dan. What did you do that you want to talk about?
I wrote a TV show.
Well, then.
What? What about that? I was actually a staff writer for a TV show, and the way TV works is that there's a head writer, who in this case was Aaron Johnston, and then there's a bunch of other writers who sit in a room and tell him that his ideas are bad. That's not how it actually goes. Although we did often joke that my job in the room was to point out all the problems and his job was to come up with brilliant solutions to them. But anyway, this show is called Extinct. It's produced by BYU TV. It is a science fiction TV show about a handful of humans that are brought back to life 400 years after an alien war sweeps across Earth, wipes us all off the map, and then moves on to greener pastures. And someone has decided they're going to bring humans back. And it's super cool. And it launched for normal streaming and viewing and binging in October. And you can watch it online now. We'll put
links in the liner notes. Here, you know what? Write your 1,600 words and then watch Extinct.
Yes.
That is
yes.
your reward. Yeah. Every day.
Is it that good, Dan? Is it good enough that it'll be a reward?
It's totally good enough.
Okay, cool.
And I am actively writing this month along with you because I have a novel that's due. So if you want to read along with me as I go, I am taking beta readers. And if you mention that you're a writing excuses fan over on my website, I will totally give you the keys.
But you have to write first.
Write first. Your writing comes before mine.
All right. So this has been NaNoWriMo 2017. Writing excuses. You have no excuses. Go get that writing done.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.